Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The Bulls open their season tonight against the Detroit Pistons. And joining us now, WGN Radio sports anchor Mark Carmen. Hi, Carm.
Wendy, I mean, will you hear this song? Are you not dancing in your chair right now?
I was. I was. Front page of the Tribune sports section. Mission, start off fast. Would you agree?
Sure. They ended the year very fast. They were 15-5 in their final 20. They made the play-in game. They won their 39 games. It's what they seem to do every single year for the last, I don't know, half a decade. This is a team that's interesting. They don't have championship aspirations, but there are some developing parts that make them a little bit more watchable than they have been in prior years. So I'll say that. Starting off fast would be good. Maybe it would build a little excitement, which they could use.
All right, no Coby White 2 weeks. That's a bummer for everybody that watched him play toward the end of last year. And is it realistic to expect Matas Bouzelis to make that big of a leap to take over all that scoring early on in the season?
So, Andy, I was thinking about ways to just bring Bouzelis in, like MB, Matas Bouzelis, MJ, because they you know.
Ouch.
I'm trying to stretch it here. But that's the guy, right? I mean, here's a supremely talented, looks like an NBA player nowadays, and that he's 6'10", can handle the ball, can get to the rim, doesn't shoot it as well as you would like, but it's seemingly that capability is there as well. So it will, without Kobe, it does put the ball in his hands a little bit more to start the year. Of course, Josh Giddey's going to be running the show here, who they traded for, giving up Alex Caruso last year, who was a great piece here playing defense and just being a gritty guy when he was a Bull, and he's doing the same thing for Oklahoma City, and now he's got an NBA championship from last year. But it's going to be Giddey and Bouzelis, and they'll miss Kobe to start the season, but it does open up an opportunity for some guys to have the ball in their hands a little bit more. So hopefully, as far as the long term, at least that'll help them. It won't help them win games to start the year, though.
Matas Bouzelis looks like he's 12 years old. How old is he?
That's a good question. I think he's 19 or 20. I should know that off the top. He did not go to college. He played in the G League Unite, right to the NBA local product. I saw him when he came to Bears practice in July, and he's walking around. He's got sweatpants on. He's wearing a T-shirt. He looks like he weighs, I don't know, 168 pounds. And it's just like, this is... this is not an old man. This is a young man living the dream here. When you go to the United Center, if you go to the United Center and watch the Bulls play and you watch him, your eyes go to him because he is that talented, and he just does a lot of things on the floor that make you turn your head like, who is that guy? Oh, yeah, that's Matas Bouzelis. That's really the future of the Bulls.
He just turned 21 last week, so he can have a beer.
Thank
Connor
you.
Bedard still can't
no,
from
can't.
The Hawks.
Well, that's a good pairing, though. Like, there's sort of a young little Chicago generation developing here. Caleb Williams, Connor Bedard, Matas Bouzelis, Pete Crow Armstrong. I'm sure the White Sox have some of that I'm not thinking of right
Wilson
now.
Montgomery.
I need to help you out, but there you go. So, we all know this. Chicago sports, we've been in such a downturn for so long right now that at least you're seeing a little kindling of some young talent that could hopefully emerge.
You know, it seems from afar that Bulls management's been a little bit wishy-washy, might be the right word, on the direction of this team, and maybe making some weird trades earlier on 3 or 4 years ago. 39-43 the last 2 years. I mean, can Bulls fans expect any better in the record this year, or is it still one of those kind of things where we're going to have to wait and see how it plays out?
So it does make you wonder, do you... want to be a championship team, or do you just want to be in the middle and win some, lose some, make the playoffs, fill up the United Center, which the Bulls do every single year, because of just the way they just have not, they have not had any temperature since this new regime came in with Arturis Karnišovas running the show here to go back to the bottom and really try to hit and somehow find that guy that can you can build around to be an NBA champion. They're sort of trying to, I would call it luck into it while winning at the same time, which is not like, you know, the Spurs have done this, but somehow they've ended up with Victor Wembanyama. It just hasn't happened for the Bulls, so because they haven't had any lottery luck. But I, you know, to your question, can Bulls fans be optimistic? I don't really see if an optimistic Bulls fan, if that means that you're looking forward to them making a deep playoff run, I just don't see it. But an optimistic Bulls fan, will they be more fun to watch? Is it interesting to watch themselves? I mean, Josh Giddey's a super young player too, and. You know, they drafted another 12-year-old in Noah Essengay, who no one's ever heard of out of France, but he's supposed to be super talented. But I don't think he's going to get a whole lot of minutes. He's not NBA ready. But there's just a lot of interesting young pieces. And Billy Donovan, you know, so he doesn't get a lot of love in this town, but that guy is just rock solid as a head coach in my mind. He's very much just a positive force for the Bulls and has been just sticking through this. So I think he'll figure out how to go about, you know, whatever's best for the Bulls this year.
Bulls open their season tonight against the Pistons, 7 p.m. Your prediction, Carm?
Let's, you know, opening night. Let's get some excitement going. UC's going to be rocking if they play well, I guess. So, listen, I will have a report for you guys tomorrow morning. I think I'll be talking about a win.
Oh, I like
nice.
It. All right, give Benny the Bull a noogie for me.
See, that's one thing they got to do this year. Get rid of the Benny the Bull popcorn thing. If you go to the Bulls game, you want popcorn dumped on you behind if you're sitting behind the basket. I guess Bulls fans like this. It's been one of my things. Benny's got to chill, but Benny's not going to chill. I'll tell Benny hello.
All right, thank you, Mark Carman, ladies and gentlemen. Go Bulls!
Go Bulls!
I'm going to say it.